大家好，欢迎来到美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 杨林，快介绍一下节目内容吧。
好，今天咱们要了解一下野外滑雪都要做什么安全准备。
Does someone in the group have a map?
I have the map.
要和朋友聊聊婚后生活。
You know, I'm a married man now. Once you tie the knot, your weekends are spent doing housework and shopping for new kitchen appliances.
看看公司产品出现质量问题该如何应对。
We decided to take action immediately.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说抛媚眼。
Sounds good, but first, let's learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
comparable. Comparable is spelled C-O-M-P-A-R-A-B-L-E. Comparable.
Comparable 意思是可比较的，相当的。2月5号是美国一年一度的超级杯橄榄球赛。球场安全负责人说
The overall Super Bowl security effort is comparable to the protection that surrounds the President of the United States.
超级杯安全保卫措施能与对美国总统的保卫工作相提并论。美国政府调查显示
The average federal worker earns 2% more than a private sector worker in a comparable profession.
联邦雇员与可类比的私营企业员工相比，平均薪资高出 2%。 好的，今天我们学习的词是
Comparable. Comparable. Comparable.
大家都说人比人气死人。我有个朋友啊，特别有钱，买名牌包跟买菜似的，不像我得下半天决心，还得等减价。
Our spending abilities are not comparable at all. Oh, don't be upset. As long as you are happy with what you bought, your satisfaction is comparable to your friends.
也对，有钱能买我高兴。
That's the spirit.
好了，咱们来继续听节目 Words and Idioms。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第953讲，我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
大家都喜欢在夏天休个长假享受生活，我朋友 Jenny 最近就去了巴黎，完全沉醉在历史古迹、美食和精彩的夜生活之中。他可启发了我，我也开始研究自己该去哪里度假了。可是目前我还没有完全决定该去哪里。这也让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
cast in stone. Cast is spelled C-A-S-T and stone S-T-O-N-E. Cast in stone. Cast in stone.
Cast 本身有铸造的意思，而 stone 则是石头。Cast in stone 都铸造在石头里了，也就是最后决定、板上钉钉的意思。虽然我在看关于去巴黎旅游的书，可是还没有决定最后是不是要去那里。
My decision to go to Paris isn't cast in stone.
在下面的例子里，这位家长遇到了什么难题呢？我们来听听看。
It seems like yesterday that my daughter was in kindergarten, and now she's graduating from sixth grade.Her class is having a graduation party on June 10th. While I really want to attend, I'll be on a business trip. And I understand the date of the ceremony can't be changed. It's cast in stone.
这段话是说呢，女儿上幼儿园仿佛还是昨天的事。可是现在她已经要六年级毕业了。他们班6月10号开毕业派对庆祝。虽然我很想参加，但是那个时候正好的去出差。而且我知道日期已经不能再改了，是板上钉钉的事。
如果家长不能出席，孩子一定会很失望。对了，你还记得我上次说我们家的路口应该安装停车路标的事吗？我本以为这已经是板上钉钉的事情了，可是现在由于资金问题，还得需要进一步的考虑。
The board needs to reconsider whether to install a stop sign or not due to budgetary concerns.So it's not cast in stone yet.
出于预算考虑，小区委员会需要重新审核是否要安装一个停车的路标，这件事还没有完全确定。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
It seems like yesterday that my daughter was in kindergarten, and now she's graduating from sixth grade. Her class is having a graduation party on June 10th. While I really want to attend, I'll be on a business trip. And I understand the date of the ceremony can't be changed. It's cast in stone.
每次我去饭馆吃饭，对到底要点什么酒都很犹豫不决。老听别人说点酒是一门很讲究的学问，到底是不是这样呢？我们来听听看。
There's a lot of confusion about wine. Should you only drink white wine with chicken and fish, and red wine with red meat? When it comes to deciding what goes together best, experts now say that there are no rules cast in stone.You should let your taste guide you. Drink whatever pleases you.
这段话是说，如何点酒确实是门学问。是不是鸡肉和鱼肉只能搭配白酒，而红肉只能搭配红酒呢？专家们认为，当谈到如何搭配最好的时候，并没有什么板上钉钉的规则。你应该跟着你的感觉走，只要你喜欢就好。
我每次去吃西餐，就经常不知道自己该点什么酒。听了这段话，我才知道原来
There are no rules cast in stone on how to order wines.
点酒并没有什么固定的规则。大家注意，这里的 cast 也可以用其他动词代替，比如 set, set, 或者 carved, carved. Set in stone, carved in stone, 都是同样的意思，板上钉钉。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
There's a lot of confusion about wine. Should you only drink white wine with chicken and fish, and red wine with red meat? When it comes to deciding what goes together best, experts now say that there are no rules cast in stone. You should let your taste guide you. Drink whatever pleases you.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 cast in stone， 意思是最后的结论，板上钉钉。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。Hey Cat， 周末来我家吃饭怎么样
？I'd love to， but I can't promise.I'm going out with a bunch of friends, and I don't know exactly when I'll be coming back.
Oh, that's okay. 你回来给我打个电话，我家的 party 也许要开到很晚呢。The time isn't cast in stone.
Hey, that's great.
说到 party, 咱们赶紧来听听今天的美语怎么说，看看在 Lulu 的 party 上发生了什么。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语。他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是露露要问的抛媚眼。
露露 ，What's up？ 我要去赴约，有人请我吃饭，
这么好？
那当然，请客的是一对情侣，两人是在我家的 party 上认识的，所以我算是他们的媒人，他们当然要请客了。当时那女生一眼就看上那男生了，马上向他狂抛媚眼，就是threw pretty looks at him.
我明白了， she made eyes at him. To make eyes at someone means to flirt with someone.
Oh, to make eyes at someone 就是向某人抛媚眼。你知道吗？有些人喜欢乱放电，比如我认识一男生， he makes eyes at every young woman he knows.他对认识的女生都乱抛媚眼。
Oh yeah? I bet he also uses lame pickup lines on all those women.
Pickup line, 我听说过，就是跟女孩搭讪时说的话，对不对？
Exactly. For example, the typical pickup line at a bar is, Can I buy you a drink?
还有那句老掉牙的，小姐，我们在哪儿见过吧？
Seems like you've been asked that question many times.
别说我了，还是说我那两个朋友吧，真是有缘人，在我家见了一次面就好上了。
They really hit it off.
Hit it off? 打什么了？
No, to hit it off means to like each other very quickly.
Oh, hit it off 就是一见如故，才聊两句就觉得特对路。我这两个朋友 They hit it off instantly. I won't be surprised if the girl shows off her engagement ring to me tonight.
Good for her. Now, tell me what you've learned today.
第一 ,to make eyes at someone 是冲某人抛媚眼。第二 ,pick up line 是和女孩搭讪时所说的话。第三 ,to hit it off 是一见如故。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica, 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
眉来眼去，暗送秋波，只是恋爱的第一步。接下来啊，还有 a long, long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of relationships start off well, but they never make it to that I do moment.
就算结了婚，也不是万事大吉，后面漫长的婚姻路才是考验呢。
Hey, this reminds me of the Go English program we had last time. John and Carmen are newlyweds. I wonder how they're adapting to married life.
咱们来听听就知道啦。
美语三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目婚礼单元的高级课程。
John got married to his wife Carmen a few months ago, and today he is meeting up with his friend Chuck to talk about his new married life.
John 一定还沉浸在新婚的甜蜜中，肯定要向 Chuck 炫耀有老婆的幸福，对吧 Professor Bowman?
Well, we will have to listen and find out.
Man, John, I haven't seen you in forever. I can't even remember the last time we were able to get together.
Well, Chuck, you know, I'm a married man now. Once you tie the knot, your weekends are spent doing housework and shopping for new kitchen appliances.
That's why you've been too busy to hang out? Wow. Well, you need to find some time, because the football playoffs are coming up and I want to watch it on your big TV.
Sunday is the day I have to go over to Carmen's parents' house to have dinner, so I don't think that's going to fly.
听起来 John 并没有那么高兴哎。他说自从结婚之后，他的周末生活就只剩下做家务和买东西，都没有时间和朋友一起玩了。
That's right. I can tell you that once you tie the knot, your life is never the same.
是啊，一旦 tie the knot, 结了婚，人生啊，就进入新阶段了嘛。哎，对了 ,Professor, Chuck 想星期天去 John 的家里看橄榄球比赛，可是 John 说 ,this isn't going to fly, 这是什么意思啊
?If you say something isn't going to fly, that means it isn't going to work or be successful. For example, I was really hoping to travel to Europe this summer, but I don't have the money, so that plan isn't going to fly.
哦，就是行不通的意思。
Well, what else has been going on with you? Have you been following any of the same-sex marriage debate? I'm a big supporter.
Of course, I am too. I think every person should have the right to get married to whoever he loves, and then get nagged to death by that person for the rest of his life.
Oh, come on, John. It's a beautiful thing when two people love each other and want to enjoy the rights of marriage together. All people should be equal, regardless of their sexual orientation.
I couldn't agree more. Gay men should have to endure married life just like the rest of us heterosexual men. It's unfair that they don't have to.
Chuck 和 John 谈到了 same-sex marriage, 同性婚姻。他们两人啊，都支持同性恋有权结婚。哎，可是 John 的理由怎么听着这么别扭啊？
Yes, I find it very interesting. Why do Chuck and John support gay marriage?
Chuck 认为人人平等，所以呢都应该享有结婚的权利，不论他们的 sexual orientation 性取向是什么。
Exactly. But why does John support it?
John 也说到了人人平等，可是他的意思是 heterosexual man, 也就是啊像他这样的异性恋男人要忍受婚姻生活的无奈，天天被老婆烦，所以啊同性恋的人也该受同样的罪呢。
Right. What do you think about that, Winnie?
哎呦，不会是所有男人都这么看待婚姻的吧
？Of course not all men, Winnie. Just the married ones.
Come on, John. I'm sure there are lots of great things about being married.
You're right. I'm exaggerating. Marriage is a very special bond, and it's really wonderful to have someone who I can always trust and rely on.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Now, if I can only find a woman who likes to watch football on Sundays, I think my life would be complete.
I'll ask Carmen if she has any friends who are cheerleaders.
你瞧 Professor, 男人啊并不是只会抱怨婚姻。John 最后还是承认结了婚啊他就有了一个可以永远信赖和依靠的伴侣了。
That's exactly right. And what is Chuck's view of the perfect woman?
Chuck 说如果他能找到一个和自己一样爱看橄榄球比赛的老婆他的人生啊就美满了。哎 Professor, 你说一个 beautiful cheerleader, 啦啦队美少女能看上 Chuck 吗？
Well, love works in mysterious ways.
看来 John 被老婆管得够呛，还有点怀念单身的自由呢。
That's right. But he also admitted the good side of getting married, that you'll always have someone to trust and rely on.
对，有个人可以让你全心的信赖和依靠，这感觉多好啊！尤其是在很多事儿都不靠谱的今天。
Well, speaking of which, do you think consumers can always trust manufacturers?
消费者能不能永远信赖生产商？当然不行了，不是经常有不合格的产品伤害消费者的利益吗？
What if they recall the problematic products?
Recall 就是产品召回的意思。公司把产品出问题的消息告诉大家，并且把这些商品下架。这也算是弥补的不错了。今天的 Business Etiquette 就讲了这个问题，咱们来听一听。
礼节美语。
公司主管开会，执行总裁 Rick 说
The board of directors has come to a decision. Our company will take an image hit, and it's going to be very expensive. But it seems we have no other choice but to start a recall. Samantha, would you care to explain a bit more?
A year ago, we began receiving reports that several of the air conditioner models we manufacture can sometimes overheat.In very rare circumstances, this overheating might lead to electrical fires. So far, there have been 3 fires that may be connected to our air conditioning units.
Unfortunately, one person was seriously injured. Therefore, even though there is no definitive proof linking our ACs to these fires, we decided to take action immediately.
Samantha 介绍说，公司生产的几款空调发生过
overheat.
机身温度过热的现象可能起火到目前为止至少有3起火灾怀疑跟他们公司生产的空调有关还有一人受了重伤执行总裁 Rick 说虽然没有
definitive proof
确凿证据但公司董事会还是决定立即采取行动
start a recall
召回相关型号的空调
recall is spelled R-E-C-A-L-L recall
是召回有问题产品的意思。这样做不仅会有不小的经济损失，而且还要
take an image hit。
公司的形象也会受到打击。Hank 问
How many units are we talking about here? And what is this going to cost us?
We will be recalling over 15,000 air conditioners. The company will refit them with new thermal sensors and stronger wiring.
As far as costs go, we estimate the company will lose well over $6 million.
$6 million? But we're not even sure we're responsible. Is a recall really the best way to go?
I believe that from both a business perspective and a moral perspective, recall is necessary.
I think Rick is right. If there's even a chance that our products could cause injuries, we have a responsibility to step in.
公司估计要召回15,000台空调，召回的产品改用更加耐热的电线，还要安装
thermal sensors
热感应器。经济损失估计将超过$6,000,000。公司的执行总裁 Rick 和主管 Samantha 都觉得，无论是从商业角度还是从道义角度出发，只要公司产品可能跟火灾发生一点关系，他们也有义务
step in
站出来。
Even if we look at it purely from a financial standpoint, $6 million spent fixing any possible errors is definitely cheaper than being defendants in a lawsuit where somebody was seriously injured or killed.
So, what's the procedure?
Next Monday, we will issue a press release explaining that even though there are no definitive links between our products and fires, we want to be good corporate citizens and have therefore decided to err on the side of caution.
Rick 补充说，即使单纯从经济角度出发，花600万美元修补产品的缺陷，也比被人告上法庭的花销小。产品召回的第一步是，下星期一，公司先发一份
News Release
新闻简报，说明公司立场。虽然没有确凿证据证明火灾和公司的产品有关，但公司还是决定召回产品。
To err on the side of caution
是慎重起见、保险起见的意思。那新闻简报以后还有哪些措施呢？我们下次继续谈。
This company is really taking consumers' interests seriously. I wonder how many companies like this one are out there.
可不是吗？在确定自己产品有问题之前就召回商品，这的确是负责任的态度。这么大的经济损失，真是没几家公司愿意承受。
Anyways, this company has to deal with the crisis, and it takes good public relations skills to weather the storm.
在公司面临困难时，需要杰出的公关团队来化解危机。不过，要是咱们在野外遇到了真正的 storm, 恐怕只能自救了。
There are still some safety precautions you can take to deal with emergencies or accidents in the wild. Let's listen to American Sports English and find out.
体育美语
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Well, here we are, out in the great Alaskan wilds. Ready to go cross-country skiing.
This is so great, Patrick.阿拉斯加的风景好美呀，最适合练习越野滑雪了。I'm really glad you could join us too, Doug.
Thanks for asking me to come along, Patrick and Yangchun. I think the three of us should really go over all those safety precautions. First, did you guys let somebody know that you were going to go skiing and where you should be?
I told my mom.
Uh-huh.
And my mom doesn't speak English. Would that be a problem?
I told all my friends, and they do speak English.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Doug. This is important in case we get lost.
我们会迷路啊。
Hey, don't worry, Yangchen. By the way, did you check your poles and skis?
我的滑雪杖和滑雪板, they are in good shape.
And I checked my boots and bindings, too.
Great work, team. Does someone in the group have a map?
I have the map.
We need extra food and extra drinks.
Check.
Yangchen, what drinks did you bring?
Budweiser?
Good, it will keep us warm.
Try a little vodka here.
Yeah. What about clothing? Did we bring any clothing?
Check.
Check.
Great. And how about the first aid kit?
啊，急救箱啊，我没有。
But I've got it.
Oh, Doug's got it. Okay, good. Boy, Doug is very valuable. Well, everyone, and we should be skiing in a group of at least three people.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if one of us gets hurt...or two of us gets hurt, one person can stay with the injured person, and the other can go get help.
We're going to get hurt?
That's why we invited Doug.
Gee, thanks, guys.
Well, I guess we're ready to go, then. Let's go cross-country skiing.
So, 说去野外滑雪还要先通知亲朋好友，以防自己遇难，别人都找不到你。哎，这让我想起一部电影，讲的是一个人去大峡谷探险，谁都没告诉，结果胳膊被卡在峭壁之间，最后啊，只能生生的把自己的手切下来逃生。哎
，Yeah, I remember that movie. It was a bit hard to watch. I don't do well when I see blood.
我也是。所以说啊，独行侠不是那么好当的，最好啊，还是能结伴出去，好有个照应。好啦，这次的节目时间到了，这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
See you later.
Yo, 怎么了老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。